Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Robots Radio presents...
to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where style is just as important as substance. Welcome to the podcast where we explore the lore, news, and gameplay of the Cyberpunk games and other dystopian worlds. I'm your host, Robots. Cyberpunks, welcome back to the Cyberpunk Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and... This is a little bit late because we had to push this back from Sunday night, but this is the February 2022 patron chat, and tapping away on his keyboard, you can hear him in the background, is our good buddy Toasty. Toasty, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm not doing anything at all. He's lying about the tapping. You can't hear that.
I hear the clicky, 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 click.
Bad. I'll mute.
Yeah, Toasty's here with us. I'm not by myself for this week. And we also have Turbo Toboggan. What's up, dude?
Hey,
man. So, yeah, this is like old school. We're going back to the original.
The
OG days. It's me and these two crazy guys talking about some stuff. Now, If only we had Logan. Last time on the show, we talked about how we were going to discuss the 1927 film, almost 100-year-old film, Metropolis.
Good gods,
y'all. This thing is, man, this is an old movie, but wow. So we're going to start out talking about this because there are some things in this film, which obviously it's not a cyberpunk film, but there are definitely some influences in cyberpunk, in the realms of cyberpunk and sci-fi. We're going to talk briefly about this. And then since I've got these two guys with me right here, we're going to talk about some of their first impressions with the 1.5 patch. And then we've got some announcements for the second half of the show. Some things are changing, and we're going to be discussing some of that on the second half of the show. So don't go anywhere. I want you guys to all hang around for some of those announcements. But why don't we kick this off? I know, Toasty, you didn't get a chance to watch the movie, but Turbo Toboggan and I...
Yes.
Got a chance to check it out. And we're not going to give you a whole recap. It's a long film. This is a 2-hour movie.
Yes, it is.
And it's pretty slow going. I mean, they were not making Avengers films back then where
it's
things happening.
It's a silent movie.
Yeah, it's a silent movie. And
a German silent movie.
It's in German. Yeah. So you have to look up the English translation. So like things happen. So just to give you a sense of how this works. Somebody interacts with somebody else in a very dramatic and stage-like way where their motions are very exaggerated and their facial expressions are very big, and they do it for an extended period of time because they have to make sure that the audience gets what they're doing. And then all of a sudden there's words that pop up on the screen, and then more acting happens, right? Like, this is an old film. Is that a good representation, Turbo?
Yes, and sometimes there'll be looks. They talk for a lot more, and then you'll get one word.
Right.
And it's could be just because it's German to English, but still is disconcerting when it does that. It's like, wait, what? That's not what was said.
Right. Yeah. Like a main character whispers in somebody's ear for what seems like 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden you get like three words on the screen. Right. And it's like, you know, so and so says, "Meet me in my apartment." And it's like, okay, cool. But you know, this was the dawn of these like 2-hour epic kind of films, and they hadn't really perfected the formula. So if you put all that to the side, we end up with a film about the stratification in the future in a very soon to be year. This isn't actually that far in the future. Do you remember what year this was? What year was this? It's like 2040 or something like this.
Yeah, I don't even know. I wasn't paying attention to that, but it wasn't that far off.
It's actually pretty soon in our current time frame.
No offense, a lot of it works, except for one of the parts. Well, a lot of that TV show I could see happening, except for one part.
Well, which was that?
The robot. Otherwise, all the rest of the technology is kind of there.
Okay, so let's, yeah, let's, well, I want to describe the, just kind of the premise real quick, and then we'll talk about some of the tech. So the premise is that there's the rich who live up above ground in these huge, gigantic, the movie's called Metropolis, this big sprawling city, which is for the 1920s, where they were just starting to really build skyscrapers. This city's huge. It's got skyscrapers. It has large multi-lane highways, flying vehicles. Like,
they had flying vehicles. I thought they had it more on tracks.
It was like, oh, you know, it was like helicopters. The flying vehicles were like helicopters moving around, but then there were like monorail systems. That's what they were, monorail systems between the buildings.
Yeah.
But like lots of layers of vehicles moving around between the buildings and those kinds of things. And the story is about this high society, like the people at the top of society, and then the rest of everybody else who lives underground, who works underground in order to maintain the machinery that runs the rest of civilization. And it's this like story that's a combination between the haves and the have nots, and this revolution between the people who live underground and revolting against the haves and the have nots. And then also the son of the who is it? The guy that runs the city, I believe.
Thornton, right? He put all the, he has all the money practically. Mm-hmm. If he releases from your job, you automatically end up below ground.
Right.
It's like, that's how much influence he has. Like, it's not that you did something wrong. This is that you didn't do perfect. So guess what? Since he doesn't like you, you automatically end up underground because no one else will hire you, even though you probably would do better than them. He doesn't like you, so you go underground.
Right. And so it's just this big stratification between the haves and the have-nots. And he runs into, in this fleeting moment, a woman who's showing these poor school children what the people who live upstairs have. He runs into this woman.
His playroom.
Right, where he runs around with these ladies in his playroom.
And there's some men in there,
yeah. And and he sees her face and falls in love with her immediately. And the story goes on from there. And there's a mad scientist who creates a robotic woman who can then be turned into look like a real person. And she takes on the persona of this woman that he falls in love with. And the story goes on from there. And basically, this guy comes to learn that he becomes the hands that bring, or the heart, right? Like that bring the hands and the mind together and unify the two parts of the whole and all of this, right? It's probably worth checking it out, or at least, you know, putting on in the background to kind of just, you know, check it out sometime. But the symbolism here and some of the concepts that really work with cyberpunk are there. This idea of like this group that is rebelling against the people who are keeping them down, right? You got that, Turbo.
Yeah.
And then you have this like synthetic person, this idea that like the technology exists to create synthetic body parts and an AI that can take on the personality or the looks of somebody else. So you've got mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And like these ideas existed 100 years ago. And even some of the special effects were kind of really trying to make this seem like it could be a realistic kind of thing. It was, you know, for its time, it was.
Yeah.
They were trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the one thing that you felt like didn't really work.
Wait, what? What didn't really work?
The woman, the robotic.
Yeah, the person. Robot kind of, that's like the one, I actually didn't feel like it worked, because that's like the one technology that is just like so far out there. The rest of it, we practically have all of it already. We don't really have the big giant machines that have like Tesla coils and stuff. We have more compact. But right. That robot, it was just a big jump. The only thing that got close to it was that guy's hand, which was supposed to be like a metallic hand or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that did feel a little out of it for me. That it was just like one robot that was just suddenly out there.
Right. Well, and the way so they make a
robot,
show
why
it.
Didn't you make all the workforce a robot? Or maybe that was right. His plan. I mean, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, why not replace the people?
Every machine down there would automatically overload and shut down. There wasn't a human there, which is it explode and stuff. So it's like, what the?
Yeah, well, obviously they hadn't fully thought out all the details here. The point of the film was more
symbolic. I know, I get the point of the film, but I'm just like,
right.
The robot part just felt way out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally, totally. This is the kind of premise that hadn't been fully thought out yet, right?
Yeah, you need it for the movie, though. So it's like, it's not their fault, but it just, that's like the only thing that took me out of the movie.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. But
besides being German.
Yes. Then there's that too. But it there's a lot there that is very interesting and foundational that other people could build on. Like, you take these ideas and other writers and other people would go, okay, well, if you had this, then you could actually have machines that would run the machines, and so you wouldn't need the people there, or you could build machines that would keep themselves running, so you wouldn't need the people there. Like, there's, you know, the concept of full automation hadn't been invented yet. This was addressing issues at the time and those kinds of things. But when you think about it, a lot of the technology that was shown, like you're saying, did come about. These large cities full of skyscrapers, multi-lane highways, monorail systems, helicopters flying people around. Like, it's not uncommon if you live in a big city to look up and see helicopters flying around the city. Like, that's pretty normal. Not to the extent that you saw in the images that they show, but that's pretty common. Even in some of the backgrounds, like where you had some of the people who lived in the skyscrapers working on stuff, behind them you had these vertical screens with like moving down the screens were like letters and numbers. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
In the background, almost like these flat LCD screens with like, I suppose these were representative of like ticker numbers for like stocks and bonds and those kinds of things. Again, it was like very early design stuff. It didn't look like an LCD screen today, but they were representing like this could be a thing. You could have walls with, you know, images of stuff just being represented on the walls. While at the same time, you had a bunch of people at desks in front of them with pads of paper handwriting stuff. Like they weren't typing things into things. They were actually handwriting things down. So you had the mix of like, well, we have this technology, but we also still have this old technology with people handwriting things.
Like, or they had dials for everything. Everything was dials. Like you had to turn a dial to,
right,
and stuff, instead of like just pushing a button to go to someone, you had to slowly turn a dial to get the static to go away. And then you had to wait for someone else to dial theirs.
Right. Yeah. That kind of stuff. So it's interesting, the mix, but you still see that kind of mix in a movie like Blade Runner, like the original Blade Runner. You have this weird mix of like this 1970s, 1980s technology mixed with this future stuff that goes on. Like you look at the old screens, or even like when you're in Deckard's apartment, some of the stuff laying around in the apartment is, some of it's like, yeah, it's the same kind of stuff we would have today. But other things you're like, yeah, we absolutely wouldn't have that technology sitting around on a desk today. Like
even Cyberpunk.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
like, you think they would have gone to electronic instruments, but Johnny still and the other people just still use like acoustic guitars.
Yeah. Well, you know, but there's some things that are just timeless, you know, like the idea of something like an acoustic guitar is kind of a timeless thing, something that you don't have to plug in. So it's this weird, it's this really interesting mix. So overall, what did you think? What did you think, Turbo? I mean, for being almost a 100-year-old film.
Yeah. If I had seen it back in the day, my mind probably would have been on fire, melting and stuff. But it was just, I wish I could have had it on 2x speed, because it wouldn't be too fast to read the words. Because
Well, here's the thing: if I watched it on YouTube, and you can actually speed up YouTube videos, there's an option.
I did not. I have actually owned this for a while.
Oh, really?
I've had it on my phone since when we first thought about bringing up movies. I had it on my list, and I'm like, you know what? This is like the oldest one I could find. So I'm like, you know what? Let's go watch. And I just haven't got around to watching it, and I'm glad I didn't watch it. I don't think I could watch it twice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to wait a couple of years until I forget about to watch it, because it's just like, I can't watch it 2x speed. And it's like, if I could watch 2x speed, I would be able to watch it more often.
Yes.
But it's like,
yeah,
it's slow sometimes.
Oh, it's very slow. It's very, very slow. Well, here's the thing. That's how I watched it. I put it on YouTube, and then after about the first few minutes, I was like, wait a minute. And I went to the little gear thing at the bottom of the YouTube video, and I upped it to double speed. And at double speed, it was still kind of slow, to be honest.
I actually want to watch like four times speed, because I think I'd actually find it actually be a little funny, because sometimes they overact. And going at full time speed.
Absolutely.
Like when that girl's when the girl's running from a mob, she runs from the mob at one point. She's like,
Love to see it. Just like those
It'd
old
be
films.
Like going through, like, I forget what the name of the thing, but it's like with Scooby Doo when they go through one door to another, like that speed, but someone running, flying the limbs. I would have been laughing.
Yeah, it looks pretty ridiculous. Giggling, I still had to stop it every time there was text on the screen to make sure I could read all the text. I'd have to pause it, read it, and then unpause it again. But it's the kind of thing that, like, if you have two monitors, you could put it up on one monitor while playing a game or something and kind of keep an eye on it. Especially if you're playing a game like a card game or something, like Gwent, you know, like you could keep it up and look back and forth. But it's definitely an interesting thing to even if you're not going to watch the whole thing, just kind of scan through it and just take a look at it. It's very, very interesting stuff. But I can see why some of the imagery was definitely influential in.
I don't know if anyone else was, but I kind of felt like Frankensteinish or Salem Witch Burning kind of. I wonder if they got any influence from those two things, because the mob's chasing the person down and burning.
Yeah, the original Frankenstein movie came out in the 1930s, so something like that, I believe. So it was about the same time period, I think, or maybe 1920s. We'd have to look that up. I think there's, you know, it feels very similar to something like that. So anyway, that's Metropolis. If you want to check out some influences for the original, mentioned the name of the movie, Blade Runner, pulled from some of the imagery actually used in that film. So go check that out. But guys, let's talk about the 1.5 patch. I know both of you have had a chance to load it up, and I know during the pre-show you talked about starting some new characters in the world. Toasty, you started a new character. What do you think so far about the patch?
I haven't gotten to play too much of it, unfortunately, but so I loaded up. I haven't gotten to play much on the new character, so I haven't got to experience a lot, but I loaded up one of my old characters, my character that I kind of completed the game on. So, right. And I did like 100% at everything, except for that one bugged quest that I couldn't finish, but I never went back to check and see if I could, but I had like one bugged quest and I just got slammed with quests. I just got absolutely slammed with a bunch more quests.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, holy cow. So like they added, I didn't play through any of them. I'm not sure how like in depth or whatever, but I mean, they do, I know CDPR actually like handcrafts every quest. So like it could be some good stuff. It could be some good stuff. I didn't go through any, but the fact that there's like that much to where I was like, it was like new quest, new quest, new quest, new quest. I was like,
wow. I didn't realize there was that much. I hadn't tried playing it on a 100% completed save.
I don't know if I got new quests, but I just kept getting, I got like a lot of those phone calls from all the fixers saying, hey, come pick up this item I have for you. Go here. Cause I did all the, I had stuff like that. So it's like,
there were like new things, like added like new cyber psychos and stuff. And, I restarted. I started a new character because I want to see how it feels. And I looked at they changed around some of the perks too. So like some of the things they moved them around or whatever. Like, so I'm gonna do this on this playthrough is the knife throwing.
Yeah,
because it wasn't viable before,
right?
Because you couldn't recollect, but they changed it to where the knives return to you now.
Yep.
So you can actually make this viable knife throwing.
I was going to build a whole character around it, make it kind of like a ninja.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, because I was like, you can actually, it's like viable now. You can actually use it now.
Yeah, I was super bummed out when I discovered that originally, because I went and got, I found a vendor who was selling a legendary knife. and I saved up for it and I went and bought it on my original playthrough. And then I got it, I threw it once and it was gone. It like disappeared into a, like a cop's head. And I was like, yeah, well, that was great. Thanks, game.
So you can actually like load up your knives. If you like, you can just set up like three legendary knives.
And it comes. I have a question about that. There's another perk in that I think was in the same thing, but like, all your blade weapons like become poison. Does that also include your knives? Like, can you throw your knife and like it poisons someone?
Yes.
It's like you're throwing poison. Oh, cool. That's gonna make the poison ability blades. My build possible. Then.
Yeah, yeah. That's like something really cool. You can do.
Yeah. So, so Turbo, you're starting a new character also. I'm starting three. Well, you're starting three new characters.
I'm starting three new characters. I'm punishing myself. Technically.
Wow, man, this is.
I want to go through the whole game, and I want to build because there's new perks. So it's like, oh, and then I still want to. Two of them are on easy, like story mode, so I can just go through it. But then I decided to play. I'm building a knife. I like Toasty is. I'm building a knife character. And I put it on the hardest difficulty.
Wow. Wow.
It'll be my first time playing on hardest difficulty. But it's just like, I want to go for all the perks and it'll give me a chance to finally do a cool run. Because I haven't done one where it's like, I literally, on my character, I maxed out their cool and dexterity stat and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like they're gonna be weak. They're not gonna have really much strength or I forget the other one or tech or the hacking. Like, so I have none of that. Mm-hmm. But I was like,
reflexes.
Yeah, cool reflexes and little, and then strength will be the ones I do. But I'm just gonna put all those stats in like those poison things. So like, I'm hoping that whenever I throw a knife, I'm just gonna have to dodge it while the poison kills them.
That's awesome. You should do a YouTube channel where you you video these and then do some commentary on like what you did and how it came out. I'm sure people would be super interested on like, you know, what's this build? How did it work? Was it good or not?
Yeah.
People love that stuff.
It's like I'm punishing myself right now because technically I played through it twice and now I'm going to play through it three more times again. It's like,
That's a lot, man. There's a lot of games that came out recently. A lot of these games that came out this month are so good.
But so, the reason I'm doing it also is because they've changed the way you play for some of these. And my other two characters, I kind of don't like some of the stuff like the monoblade for my main character, my demon girl. Mm-hmm. The monoblade, I have to rebuild her completely because the way I wanted to play her is like she's a demon, so she hacks people, so it's like magic, and then she has her monoblade, which was like her. I had a fire app on it, so she had like a fire whip and stuff.
Oh, nice!
But now it's I had it so I could also fight, but I can't do that now because monoblade's no longer under the fist. Mm-hmm. It's under the blade now, so it's like, oh, I can't use monoblade and monkey. Not monkey fist. Gorilla arms.
Right? Monkey fist.
Yeah,
fist. But no, like so. I'm also going to play through because hopefully when the DLC comes out, I'll be used to the new playstyle from the very beginning. So I'll unlearn my bad habits from.
Yeah.
The thing. So that's why I'm doing three new characters. So I'll have a street kid,
a corpo.
Corpo, and then why am I blanking out?
A nomad.
Oh, a nomad.
It's okay. It's a lot of talking.
They added some perks to like even benefit the throwing knives or whatever. So like,
yeah.
Apparently they replaced that commando perk, which was that one where you can't be detected while underwater.
Yeah, that one didn't make any sense at all. Yeah.
They replaced it with looking sharp, which allows you to blind an enemy by hitting them in the head with a throwing knife.
And oh, that's like, cool. It's like, oh. So I'm just gonna build my street kid around just throwing knives. So like they make them like a ninja. Because now that didn't they rename some of the stuff too? Because then there's like a ninja skill now. I'm like, I need to open up the. And it also lets me go through and get all the trophies for the PlayStation 5 version now too. So.
Oh, nice! Yeah. My wife has been playing on PlayStation, and we still need to migrate one of her saves over from the PS4 version to the PS5 version. So
yeah, that's what I did. I migrated all those over. So just in case I can't get through all this before the DLC comes out. So I can at least play it. So for the podcast, I at least brought my girl over. I still have to redo all her stats, but yeah, you know, it gave me a chance to get like some of the save up, because I don't have a lot of money right now. So earning money means I'd have to go around and kill people and pick up their stuff and sell it if I wanted to buy like the apartments.
Yeah.
Because I bought all the cars. So it's like from the very beginning, since a lot of, some of the stuff is cheaper now, I'm hoping I can get, I can buy some of it.
Yeah. Just earn enough to buy all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool, man. We'll definitely have to check in with you again later on and find out how each of these builds are going.
I'm mainly going to do the knife one first, so I can talk about that. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with my nomad character just yet. Forget what I put for his stats.
Is there a build that you haven't done yet? Or a type of character?
Like one like you had, like where it's all all up in their face combat. I haven't done that.
That's fun.
Because I did a,
that's fun.
I did
that
a gun.
Was fun.
I already did a hacker build. But I've already done a gun, mostly like a gun build.
My main build was combat, and you regen from doing damage. So so you're very fast. You run up, you dodge, you jump up on people, and actually doing damage regens. So if you take damage on the way up on somebody, it doesn't really matter as long as you get hits once you get there, and then it actually heals you. So you basically bum rush everybody, and it doesn't matter if you're in the middle of a group of people, as long as you don't take too much damage on the way in, because once you're in there and you're just hacking everyone, you just regen as long as you continue to do damage.
Mm-hmm. The apartments are cool. I forgot that I did that. That I actually went and bought some of them.
Which ones did you get?
So I did the Japantown one or the Chinatown one. One of the which was it was interesting. It was pretty cool. It was nice. It had a little like kind of more Eastern feel to it. Mm-hmm. Kind of, I guess. It was. A pretty nice apartment. I got the Corpo one.
Yeah. The real spendy
that's a really
one.
Nice. That's a real nice apartment.
Yeah.
Like that's real nice looking.
Yeah.
So, and then you, it's like some of these things have different things. Like the Japantown one had a guitar in it that you could play.
Yeah. They have little, different items and things you can interact with.
Yeah. Around the Japan. So I was able to like go through like how you can in like the carry quest where you like choose a song to play or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can just go through and just like play songs.
Yeah. That's cool.
So
did Judy come visit you? Did you wake up next to her?
Best part of the update. Best part of the update is that you can literally sleep next to your lover and it's great. I have pictures.
So I take it that did happen.
Yeah, no, I went. So I don't think they. Maybe it's like a weird, like random thing, because like I slept in the bed and I didn't get visited. But you can go back to their place, and then like if you go to sleep in the bed, they will be there next to you whenever you wake up.
Right. Yeah.
Which I was like, that was cute.
Yeah.
That was so cute. It was so.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's great. Well, guys, we're in the middle of the show. Why don't we take a quick break and then we'll continue our conversation. And then we've got a big update to talk about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, so here we are in the middle of the show. This is where we get to thank our patrons like these guys and everyone else who helps to support the show, including Benson GT3, our newest patron. Thank you for signing up. Benson GT3 M. I'm just going to say M because I don't know if that's a last name, so we'll be discreet. But thank you for signing up and helping to support the show. That's you are one of our 17 current patrons. And if we've done anything to help you get through your workday, your workout, your driving to work, or sneaking over to your loved ones to wake up next to them, then go to patreon.com/cyberpunklorecast and check out all the different tiers where you can get ad-free episodes and even join us on future episodes of the show. We don't have any new reviews this week, but if you want to help us out, you're welcome to go over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating and review. 5-star reviews will get read out on future episodes of the show, and you can still, or actually still, but it's still kind of new, rate us on Spotify. That's actually one of the places where most of our listeners check us out. So that's what we got going on in the middle of the show. Not a whole lot else to share here, but we will be sharing some big updates on the second half. And also, one thing I do want to note here in the middle of the show is that big news for me personally, I did launch a new podcast recently. I started the Lord of the Rings Lorecast. This is a big project for me. This is my new show, and it is now available on whatever podcatcher you are currently listening to this on. You can look it up. So if you are a fan of the Lord of the Rings, the universe and the world of that J.R.R. Tolkien created, and you want to learn more about the background to that world, starting with the creation of that world, the first episode is now out. You can go look at that up right now and go check it out. This is a big project. It's something that I've probably meant to do forever, been meant to do. I don't know words, but it is something that is going to be awesome. I'm putting a lot of work into it. It's a solo project, and I'm going to take everybody from the beginning of time through all the little details in the whole creation that he put together. So go check that out. I'd love for you to take a look and or listen. If you want to look at it, it's sound waves. It probably isn't as entertaining as listening, but that's what I got going on. All right, let's move on with the rest of the show. Here we go. All right, guys, back to our Cyberpunk 2077 conversation for patch 1.5. Anything else that you guys noticed? Has it been mostly stable? Any weird glitches or bugs? I know it's still not a perfectly stable game, but most games aren't. Toasty?
I got one. I got a yeah? weird bug
yeah?
that is really inconvenient. So,
okay.
Like when I started this new character, and this is like the reason why I haven't played that much, because it's because of this. So I've been going into the computers, the option to exit the computer is not there.
Wait, like,
and the old, it says escape, but it doesn't. And I don't know, maybe I have to maybe it changed around some key bindings or something that I need to go look at, huh. Which is a possibility, but I don't have anything to escape from the computer. And the only way for me to get out of the computer was to exit the game entirely.
Oh man. Oh. That's messed up.
Yeah. And it was I want to look at the computers.
That's weird.
It was very unfortunate. It was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a weird bug. Yeah, I would double check the key bindings. Are you using a controller or a mouse and keyboard. Mouse and keyboard?
Mouse and keyboard.
So there's nowhere to even click. Nothing.
Actually, on both. It didn't both. Do either. Huh. I plugged in my controller,
and
I had my controller in, and I switched to the mouse and keyboard to see, and it didn't work on that either.
Yeah. Weird. That's super odd. Turbo, it sounded like you had something to share too.
I haven't had anything that I didn't have on PlayStation 4 happen yet.
Okay.
So I've had actually less things happen because I really didn't have that many glitches on PlayStation 4. I was very lucky where the only time I had any crashes were because of my own fault, because I was doing stupid shit. Okay. I brought it up earlier in the one of the earlier episodes, how I was shifting vehicle viewpoints while driving really fast. And
you're just kind of overloading the system with too many things happening.
So
okay.
That was kind of my fault. That's the only time I've had anything. I've noticed now, just cause the updates have changed it. So I haven't really noticed anything new.
Yeah.
Happening.
Yeah.
I've just noticed stuff that's changed, but the reason it's changed is cause of the updates.
You know what I miss, guys? You know what I miss? I miss being bald and T-posing over top of my motorcycle half the time when I'm riding around.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, same. Why doesn't that happen anymore?
Negatively impact anything. That was just fun.
It was just weird. It was fun. I'm going to go for a motorcycle ride. Here I go.
I liked how if I looked down, my character would just be bald. And I'm I'm not bald. I have an afro. What's going on? I look down. I'm bald suddenly.
Small, not even really important thing, but a little quality of life thing. the fact that you can finally order a Johnny Silverhand and a Jackie Wells at
the afterlife. So those are cool, and you can put the Jackie Wells. I posted a picture of this on Twitter.
You
can
craft it,
Jackie Wells. Yeah, in your inventory, carry one around with you, pouring out for your homie.
Yeah. I plan on getting one of those, going to his little name plaque and just dropping it there.
Oh yeah, there you go. Just kind of leave it next to the little plaque.
Yeah, as soon as I can. And see how long it stays before it despawns.
That's you should do it, man. This totally would make sense as a YouTube short. Just like test. Let's find out how long a Jackie Wells will stay next to this plaque. People would love that stuff, man. So have you tried any combat out? Like when it comes to the combat, they talked about the AI being more intelligent.
No, I have not got to that yet.
Do you think they're smarter? Toasty. Do you think they're smarter? Do you find them acting in more intelligent ways?
I'm not sure exactly like smarter or more intelligent ways, but
or more natural.
They're a lot more difficult. Like so, if I in the past, whenever I've tried to instigate like fights with cops, it was kind of like a walk in the park.
Yeah, like, they just kind of stand there like idiots. Yeah.
Yeah. And then even after the update, it was still walk in the park. But I actually like fought, like I got myself up to 5 stars and I was starting to have difficulty at the 3-star level. So I was having to like take cover more frequently.
And what was the difference? What was the difference to you?
I don't know. Maybe they like up their like mechanics to where they're like more, I don't know if they're more accurate or something.
Right. Was it accuracy? Were they doing more damage? Were they flanking you? Were there more of them?
We're flanky. I was getting caught on like each side of me. Like I would kill a cop and then there'd be somebody like coming up from behind me somewhere. And it was like, oh God. So I had to like run away a lot. Like I got chased down like 6 different like halfway across the corpo zone before I lost the stars too. So like I wasn't in a car. I probably would have lost it a lot faster if I'd been in a car, but I was like wanting to fight them and see how difficult. So it was definitely a lot more difficult. And I was max level on that. So like I did max level, all the perks, and it was like, oh dear.
Right. Right. Yeah. Cause I know for sure that the guns all across the board are actually damaging you the way they should now, at least according to the patch notes. So that's part of it, is like, you know, dude shows up next to you with a shotgun, is not tickling you anymore. It's actually doing damage. But then there's more I do think that there's more going on with them, like moving to more intelligent places, actually taking cover. There's a lot more going on with like how they were
taking cover and stuff, but I was like too busy dying to really pay close attention because they were actually that effective. So, and they've never been like that before. Like I could easily get to 5 stars and then like clear it up and it would eventually just fall out because I just kept killing them too fast. They were like, oh, no threat anymore.
Yeah.
And now so they're longer like the cliche mall cop to cop difference. They're actually cop cops.
They're actually cop cops.
They're mall cops.
Yeah. Like there's like Android or like robot cops and stuff too that like really hurt. I'm like, oof. Mm. So
what about like gangs and other combatants?
I hadn't tried them out yet.
I haven't tried them out yet.
I hadn't really tried like too much combat. I was too focused on like photo mode with Judy. So
look, Judy's in the bed with me. Time for an hour of photo mode.
No, 4 hours.
You think I'm kidding?
I'm not. I don't think you're kidding.
You are correct about that. Yeah. Who needs to fight gangs when Judy's sleeping in the bed with you?
Yeah. Hmm? Tessie's a lover, not a fighter. Yeah,
this is true.
We know.
According to Keanu Reeves, you have to be a fighter if you're a lover, because you have to fight for that love.
You have to fight for what you love. Yeah, for those you love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right.
And it's Keanu, so like he's correct.
He knows.
He is. He knows. He knows everything. He's omnipotent.
Mm-hmm. He's a sage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Once you've been in every movie, then you just accumulate all the knowledge of all the characters that you've played. So then you just like know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did mess up all my mods though. That was fun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had to uninstall every mod, or else it was going to crash my game. Like my game wouldn't load until I uninstalled every mod that I had.
I do not know that pain.
Oh, maybe someday. Maybe someday.
It is a lot of pain.
Yeah, modding gets tricky. Modding is really a thing for sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay. Well, cool. Well, sounds like this is a good update. I'm looking forward to the DLCs too, and I think that's a good segue to the big announcement that I have for you guys.
Wait, question first.
Yes.
Do I on this new character? Do I play a male V for the first time? Because I haven't before,
right?
Or do I just play female V again and romance Judy for the sixth time?
I think you need to play a male V.
You need to be male.
You try a different perspective.
Romance Pam.
Try doing some of the content that you haven't done yet.
I am gonna romance Carrie.
Sure,
no, as long as you need a romance Pam, so you can see the other side of the foot from everyone else.
Try.
I don't need to. It's not worthwhile. It's not worthwhile. You know what?
Just do content you haven't done yet. Whatever you choose.
I haven't experienced any of like the newer like text messages from the update or whatever yet, but. From what I hear, Judy sends you really nice, like sweet things, and all Pan Am sends you is nudes because she knows that's the only reason people are interested.
That's the way to a man's heart.
I did not know that.
Literally sends nudes. That's what I was like, what? Wait, what? That's the only thing she sends you from the new updates. It's like,
wow.
As if you prove a point any better.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be upset with that.
Yeah, but it's not just about the physical stuff.
In that day and time, you should not be sending nudes, because if we get hacked nowadays, just think about then.
Just think about
those things are everywhere already.
That's true. It's true. There's a danger. There's a danger there. Anyway, my recommendation is at least do something you haven't done before. So play male V and go down some path you haven't experienced for yourself. Just to try it out. So but
then I make another character and romance Judy for the sixth time, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna make a movie and male romance Carrie then, and I'll have to make a female V and romance. Rowan. I did him already. Just my male V's, I guess. River. I gotta do my male V's.
Okay, so. Here, let's move on. Let's move on to the oh man, OBS is being weird again. I'm sorry.
We ruined your segue.
It's fine.
You had a good segue, and now it's broken.
Yeah, it's fine. For some reason, the OBS is being funny. But I just wanted to transition here into the announcement. So because we are kind of in a lull for new content for a while, we've got this like 1.5 just came out. We're waiting on the DLCs. And in the history of this podcast, we've covered a lot of the lore behind Cyberpunk 2077 and Cyberpunk Red 2020. A lot of the other story stuff. We've done a lot of it. Like this podcast has been going for a while now. So instead of just trying to stretch out the content and try to just create more filler episodes, this podcast, at least for a season, is going to transition into, instead of a weekly show, it's going to transition into a show that just is going to happen whenever there's something new to talk about. So that means that things are going to change a little bit, right? So instead of just looking for this to be a weekly show, this is going to be maybe you'll get an episode a month or an episode every other week, whenever there's something new. So when there's new news that comes out, I'm going to keep my ear to the ground. I'm going to keep some, you know, attention on not just Cyberpunk 2077, but also the RPG stuff, the tabletop RPG stuff, anything that comes out that's worth reporting on when it comes to news and other stuff. So when there's something worth doing an episode on every month, then I'm going to go ahead and put out an episode and I'm going to put something out there. So don't delete the feed. Make sure you stay subscribed to the feed because there will definitely be episodes out, but I can't tell you specifically how many episodes you're going to get per month. It's just going to be hey, when there's something to talk about, then there's going to be an episode. So other than just doing filler and making it feel like, well, this was kind of a useless episode this week because there wasn't a whole lot to say, I'd rather do it when there's something worth saying. if that makes sense. But that means that some things have to change. Like, okay, well, we still have people supporting the show on Patreon. How does that work, right? Well, if you are new to the show and for some reason you're listening to this episode ahead, but you're kind of still listening to some of the older episodes and you want to still support on the Patreon, then great. You're still going to get those old episodes without ads. You're going to get all that stuff. Wonderful. I still love your support and we're not going anywhere. Once the new DLC drops, the show is probably going to go back to a weekly cadence so we can get through a lot of the new lore content. We're going to be talking about a lot of that stuff. The show will probably pick back up again. But until then, things will be kind of more sporadic. The big question, though, is what about guys like Toasty and Turbo with the whole joining us at the end of the month and being part of the show with the whole Patreon, you know, guest tier, the tier four and higher status. And so I was thinking about this. I was like, well, what about that? Like, if you stay at that status, you get your t-shirts. If you drop from that status, you don't get the t-shirt every 3 months. I want to make it worth your while still. So here's what I'm going to do for you guys. When there's a new episode worth talking about something, instead of just doing a weekly let's get together and have a specific topic every month, instead I will post on the Patreon when I'm ready to do a new episode because there's something to talk about, and it will be an open invitation for you guys if you want to come join me and talk about that topic. How's that sound? Good. So if there's nothing to talk about for a month, then maybe there's no episode. But if there's two things to talk about in a month, then I'm just going to be like, hey guys, there is a big news post. This is what I'm going to talk about in the episode, and I'm going to record it on Wednesday night. You're welcome to come by and join me for that episode. And it's just going to be like, if you are a tier four patron, then you will get notice ahead of time earlier in the week. And I'll give you at least a day or two notice that, like, this is going to be the night that I'm going to record it on. And if you're available, you're welcome to come jump in and join me on the show as a guest for that topic. And I'll always share that I'm going to do it ahead of time, and you guys are welcome to come join me. So as long as you maintain your status as a tier four patron, you're always going to get ahead notice, and you're welcome to come chat. So we're going to mix it up a little bit, but it still means that you get to guest on the show, and you might actually get to guest on the show more often than you would have otherwise. It just won't be the same cadence that we had before. Does that sound fair? So
I'm cool with it.
Cool. All right. So that's what we're going to do. Things are going to be a little bit different. We might get less episodes, but at least you're going to get episodes that are still important and have information worth discussing. And we'll get to check in with these guys about their playthroughs and those kinds of things too. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. We'll get maybe more interesting conversations because I'll have more people on the show more regularly. And we'll just kind of keep things going as we can when there's cool things to talk about. And then hopefully we'll get some information about the DLC coming soon. And then we'll have some of that stuff to talk about as well. So we'll just do it like that. And then once we switch back to kind of a weekly cadence, maybe we'll switch back to the regular format that we did before, and we'll have our weekly or monthly patron chats, and we'll kind of go back to that format. But while we're doing this kind of in between seasons kind of thing, we'll just kind of go with this and we're going to roll with it. So I think that's going to be the new format, and we'll just kind of keep it like that for a while. So just want to put that out there, make sure everybody knows. But if you would like to keep subscribing on the Patreon, if you are a patron, I'd still appreciate the support. Just want to let you know that things are just going to be a little bit different. Turbo, you got a question?
Are we going to come back on when the Animaven, the Netflix thing comes out?
Yes, I definitely want to talk about that.
Is it still coming out, right?
I believe so. I haven't heard
any news in a while.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to get another update that's going to be like a date. The next thing we hear is probably going to be like, hey, it's coming on this date, and it's going to be one of those like, it's only 2 months away, here it is kind of thing. But yeah, I definitely want to talk about that. I want to go, like, it would be really cool to go over each of the episodes, like that kind of thing. That's going to be cool to talk about. I was actually thinking about that earlier today. The DLC, talking about the stories, the quests, the characters, all the stuff on the DLC, like that stuff's going to be awesome.
I'm ready for the DLC.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
So ready.
So, and that's the thing, is that we're just kind of in this weird lull between, like, patch 1.5 was the big patch. We've been waiting for it. And then anything else new. So we're just kind of in this weird spot in the middle right now. So
yeah, we're probably gonna have a couple months, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But who knows? We might get some new info out there. I'm also, you know, Toasty and I might have the opportunity to talk with Cody Pondsmith for the Witcher Lorecast sometime soon. So we might be able to pick his brain about anything else going on in the cyberpunk world when it comes to Cyberpunk Red. So we might have some stuff like, you know, about that stuff to talk about at some point. So we'll see. We'll see. But just want to keep everybody updated and definitely appreciate the support on Patreon. Just want to make sure that everybody knows we're not, I'm not going away. We're just going to change the format a little bit. So that's it. Guys, you have anything else you want to share before we head out? No? Looking at the sky?
Not really.
No?
No, I'm looking at Cyberpunk right now.
Looking at Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk, yeah, answer Cyberpunk. My questions for me.
Into the cyberpunk future.
Into the cyberpunk future. Have you guys checked out the Blade Runner cartoon, the anime? I haven't watched it yet.
Black Lotus?
Yeah.
I have it on my phone. I just haven't got a chance to watch it. I'm probably going to try to watch it my next day off, or I'll probably either play Cyberpunk. So it's whatever one.
Yeah, it's on my list. I just haven't made a point to go watch it yet.
Or Elden Ring. I don't know if I'm going to play Elden Ring.
Elden Ring? I've been playing Elden Ring some. I've been playing
Is it good?
I'm a big Souls fan. I've played all the Souls games except for Sekiro.
I did not play Sekiro.
I haven't played that one. I played all the others.
I played the tech one off. Oh no, what was the name of it? It's where you get that that like kind of like.
There's Bloodborne. There's the three Souls games, and then there's Demon Souls. I mean, there's Demon Souls.
It's not bait. It's not by the same company. It's just a soul-born.
It's a Souls-like.
It's like a soul-like game. It's where you have like this rig on you. And you're like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. That's the only one I've really played and stuff. And I've actually played and gotten through a majority of it. I haven't finished the second one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff because I could not get past one of the bosses. Okay. Yeah. I was going so bad. Yeah. But I didn't know if I wanted to get into Elden Ring or not.
Elden Ring's great, dude. But if you're jumping into three new playthroughs for Cyberpunk, then you're not going to have time for Elden Ring.
That's the thing. It's like, I got to get through these.
Well, here's the thing. If by the time you get through your playthroughs of Cyberpunk, Elden Ring's going to be on sale.
Yeah.
True.
So
I have a friend who's like, I mean, he sent me a screenshot of his Steam for Elden Ring the other day.
Uh-huh.
It was like Sunday. And he had 44 hours into Elden Ring.
Yeah, and he's probably only beaten like two bosses or something at this point because the game kicks your butt.
Yeah,
but it's also like 40. That thing,
it just came out
on Friday.
Yeah, it just came out a few days ago.
Dude's like averaging like 11 hours per day.
It's of
Elden Ring, which is like
Elden Ring. Okay, so here's my thought on Elden Ring, real quick to wrap up the show. Elden Ring is what a modern Legend of Zelda would be if it was modeled after the first Legend of Zelda and made for adults. Like the Legend of Zelda series is family friendly. It's designed to be a family friendly game, right? And if you took Zelda 1 and you move it into family friendly, it turns into Breath of the Wild, right? If you take Zelda 1 and you move it into like dark and adult focused, it turns into Elden Ring. Like they're from the same branch. They're from the same tree.
I had a weird.
Oh, you're saving a princess?
Told me.
Princess.
His name is Elder. Elden.
Elden. The Legend of Elden.
my weird comparison was because from what my friend told me was that like it's like a Souls game, but instead you can just kind of go wherever you want and maybe you'll run into a boss that's going to absolutely destroy you. And maybe you'll play one that's actually like your level. And I was like, okay, so it's the wild area in Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Okay.
Because you can walk into like a weird wild area and start running into like level 60s. And it's like,
yeah,
I'm not supposed to be here. My Pokemon's level 7.
And you get owned by the game.
Yeah, so that's what it sounds like.
Yep.
But
Or it's like it's like an old style RPG before RPGs like leveled up with you. All Skyrim. Like Skyrim, the world levels up with you, right? But like
a lot of Fallout. It was like the Fallout games.
Yeah.
where if you went the wrong direction, you went to a town of death claws.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like Fallout 4, if you go south, you will die.
Yeah.
Unless you're ready to go south.
Yeah. 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 Old style RPGs where you're like, you just, there's certain places you just don't go yet.
Yeah, yeah. I was just looking for something to have like a palate cleanser for what. Well, because there's only I've already played through it, so I love cyberpunk, but after a while it's like
I
don't want all my playthroughs different to work together.
It's different. It's a great game. It's worth picking up.
So I'm looking for something that's completely different from cyberpunk.
That's completely Horizon different
is still tech based, so
yeah, no, it's different. It's completely different. Give it a try if you want, give it a shot. If you're looking for something super cheap that is in the same style, Dark Souls 3 is great and Bloodborne is great.
I played Bloodborne. I am never playing that again. Oh, good gods. I got so angry at that thing. I cannot get past the first boss.
It's so good. It's so good.
I spent months trying to get past. I suck at Bloodborne, but yet I was pretty good at the
other
tech one.
Yeah.
I don't know what was with Bloodborne, but Bloodborne just destroyed me. I still have it on my
Elden Ring is still hard. The bosses, man. I'm having a harder time beating the bosses in Elden Ring than I did in Bloodborne.
Yeah.
So
that's the only thing that stopped me, because it's like I don't want to, but there's people that say like this is a good jumping in point, because my brother loves Bloodborne though. He's like played years of time on it, technically, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck. Maybe try Dark Souls 3. That one. Yeah, I'm sure you can probably get it for like $20 somewhere or less at this point.
Maybe I'll go play the original Dying Light again.
Yeah. Well,
that's different enough.
Well, guys, do you have anything you want to share before we head out? Turbo, I know you don't have a whole lot else going on because we talked in the last podcast we did together.
No. Nope. I am only on this podcast and the Mass Effect podcast, and that's all I am on. I'm on the internet.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, if you want to reach out to Turbo, you can always do so on the Robots Radio Discord. And then Toasty, we've got the Witcher Lorecast. Toasty and I do the Witcher Lorecast together, so you can hang out with us over there. You got anything else you want to share?
Like you said, we do the Witcher Lorecast. This is actually coming out after our Patreon episode, which is normally not how that goes. But we had a very intense conversation about Triss versus Yennefer, where
that was great. That was so much fun.
Neither of them won. So you should go listen to that episode if you want to see. You want to get the details. And
No, you're wrong. Trish won. You just didn't realize it.
No, Trish didn't win.
I was watching the episode.
No one won.
I watched the episode. I was making it. No, Trish won. Trish won.
Yin very much lost. We can say that. Yin very much lost. How about that?
The other redhead came and tied her. I can't remember her name right now.
Shawnee.
And then, you know, we also hit our Patreon goal.
Come on, do it.
Toasty has to tie his hair white.
Oh, Toasty. Toasty.
Next time you see me here, I may very well have white hair. So
it's gonna be great. It's gonna be awesome. All right, dude. Well, thank you guys for being here. Also, just a reminder, the Lord of the Rings Lorecast, it's on your podcatcher, whatever you're listening to this on right now. And so go check that out. I'm super proud of it. The next episode will be up just a little bit after you're listening to this. So that'll be the second episode. One episode is already available. And until next time, I don't know when the next episode of this is going to be out, but hopefully sometime soon, next time we have some news, I'll be doing an episode.
I'll be able to make it.
And yeah, and these guys might be joining me, and some of the other patrons might be joining me, but I'll just be checking the Discord guys for some posts. I'll be like, hey guys, I'll be doing the next episode on this date, and this is what I'll be talking about. Until then, everyone, stay safe in Night City. Thanks for listening. See you guys later. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cyberpunk Lorecast. This show is a part of the Robots Radio Network, smart podcasts for interesting people. If you'd like to help support the show, please tell a friend and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. If you'd like to get in contact, please send an email to cyberpunklorecast@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at cyberpunklore. Also, join the community on the Robots Radio Discord. The link is in the show notes. The music on the show was written and performed by The Midnight and was used with their permission. Go check them out at themidnightofficial.com. Until next time, stay safe in Night City. We'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye, Toasty.
Bye.
Bye, Turbo. Bye, chat. Thanks for being here. Have a good rest of your nights. See you guys later.
We'll do.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.